Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Trot on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. And yes, I'm feeling extra feisty. What up, Rami?
Yes, less feisty for me.
Sucks to be a New York football fan. I'll get into the party stuff later, but of course, we got to start with the negative. And no, not the Jets. This will be a Giant and Jet fan therapy session. We'll start with the Giants because in the morning yesterday, I said, I want pure chaos. When we went over the picks, Giants plus 7.5. The only reason I took the 7.5 is because I just wanted chaos. I wanted the next week on this station to be absolutely bonkers. I wanted the callers to lose their you-know-what. I wanted the Giant fans at the station to lose their you-know-what. And I'm going to get my wish. Because not only did the Giants fumble the number one pick, they slipped to four. Four. Behind New England, Tennessee, and Cleveland. Now, New England, they have their quarterback. At least we think they do. Tennessee? No. They don't have their QB. Deshaun Watson? I know they reworked his deal. Man, they would do anything in a heartbeat to get the hell away from him. Fourth, the Giants. Then Jacksonville, Carolina. And it's funny. Somehow, someway, the Jets can get into the top five. But this is about the Giants. Watching that game, I was pumping my fist. Every time the Giants scored, this is really happening. The chaos that I asked for. This is really going to happen. Because they've given us nothing to cheer for all year. Nothing. 8,000 quarterbacks, planes flying over the stadium, Hard Knocks, Saquon rushing for $3,000. Daniel Jones now in the Vikings. All the Giants had to do, and I'm not saying go out there and tank. No, because as a professional, you want to win the games. As a coach, you want to win the games. Reports that came out that Daboll was coaching for his job. Okay, fine. I get it. You're not going to go in a locker room and say, hey, guys, give it your all, but let's lose the game. Now you can come up with some Fugazi injuries and put them on the injury report. Maybe the players that you put on the reports are not happy that you're doing that because they're competitors. The Giants, that's the best they looked all season. Now, Joey Flacco was quartering for the Colts, and the Colts are a mess themselves. But when I saw Malik Nabers balling out, when I saw Drew Lock looking like Peyton Manning, Drew Lock in this town is going to be a legend forever. A legend forever. Just like last year, in my heart, Tommy DeVito will always be a legend forever. You hear Giant fans say, well, we should have drafted Bo Nix. We should have drafted J.J. McCarthy. We should have drafted Michael Penix Jr. None of those guys were as high as Caleb, May, and Daniels. None of them. They were all going to be reaches. The Falcons got killed for reaching for Michael Penix Jr., who missed a lot of wide-open receivers versus Washington. A lot of wide-open receivers. Bo Nix. I've admitted I was wrong about him. But nobody had him in the top 10. No one had him going high. J.J. McCarthy. He won the national championship. There were still question marks about him. But he was no guarantee the way they were talking about Williams, Daniels, and May. Not even close. We can kill the Giants for not doing their scouting the way the Falcons did because the Falcons found something. I liked him in college. I didn't think he should go that high. But the Falcons did their due diligence. They did their homework. Sean Payton and the Broncos did their homework. Now, I can say that when it came to the draft, I said the Giants need to take the best playmaker available at 6. The best. And it was Neighbors. And he's had a hell of a season. With crap quarterback play. So imagine what would happen if he had a legit quarterback. You have your stud wide receiver. I can honestly say now, after watching a full season of him, you have your stud wide receiver. Now the question is, who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback? How do you somehow, some way, get back in the top 3? Forget, you're 4. If you can get back in the top 3. Because Travis Hunter is going to be one of those picks. He will be one of those picks. He's the best player in this draft. Talked about the bowl games with Sanders and Ward. Ward played the first half, looked good, but Iowa State didn't play any defense, and then he quit in the second half. Shedeur Sanders played against BYU, a more sophisticated defense, and he struggled. But I'm not going to kill him for one game. When he elevated that Colorado team from 4 wins to 9 wins, and elevated the team around him, that shows a lot. The man stays in the pocket and takes shots and delivers the ball, drops dimes. But New England at number 1, if you call New England, what's it going to take? And they say, well, we want your first round, your second round, your third round, we want your running back, Tracy, and next year's first rounder. What are you going to do? You had the number 1 pick. You had the control of what you wanted to do, the player you wanted. And now you have to depend on a trade or hoping one of them falls to F4. And it can get worse. It can get worse. The Eagles might play the parking lot attendants, the vendors, the ticket agents, the secretaries. They got nothing to play for. And the Giants can go out and win Sunday versus the Eagles. And it can get worse. It can get worse. You're at 4. Before yesterday's games, all week talking about, hey, if you don't believe in these 2 quarterbacks and you have the number 1 pick, why not take Travis Hunter? Can't go wrong. That would excite me as a Giant fan. I'd be hyped up for that. Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner, best player in the draft, coming to New York on my team. I have a potential lockdown cornerback, a position we have no one at. The caliber of Travis Hunter. But if you believe in one of these quarterbacks, you take him. And now, besides the Patriots, unless some craziness happens, the Browns are going to be looking for a quarterback because Deshaun Watson's not going to be ready for the beginning of the season. No way. No way. No way. And the Tennessee Titans, they have a really good defense. They have some weapons on offense. They don't have a quarterback. They thought they did in the mayonnaise guy. They don't have one. They don't have one. Now, the same Giant fans that was saying they don't want the Deion Sanders circus, you want the Deion Sanders circus now. You want him to step in and say, my kid is not going to Tennessee. My kid's not going to Cleveland. To hell with you. He's going to the Giants. That's where I want him to go if you stay at four. Now, all season, all you Giant fans that called in, I want no part of Shador Sanders. I don't want the circus that his father's going to bring. You better hope that he wants his son to be a Giant and that he opens his mouth and he scares Tennessee and Cleveland away from his son. You better hope for that, especially if you don't want to trade a bunch of draft capital. But first things first, you make that call to New England when the season's over and see what it takes. And you have time to work things out. Draft's a ways away. You have time. You have time. Now, while I was waiting out there, I heard a caller mention Jalen Milroe. He's projected to go in the second round. You know who picks early in the second round? The New York Giants. In the mock drafts that I've seen today, Jalen Milroe to the Giants second round. I think it's pick 36. If you believe in Brian Daboll, the quarterback whisperer, remember Josh Allen that draft? Raw talent, all the talent in the world. Listen, Jalen Milroe, when he's running the ball, he's a beast. Super fast. But his problem is reading defenses, processing the defenses, and throwing the ball accurately. But if you believe in his quarterback whisperer, and he's there in the second round, you do that. You take the best player at four, if he's still at four. If you get in the top three, the football gods will looking out for you. How do you handle Sunday's game for the Giants? Because the Eagles, like I said, are playing six stringers. What do you do? What do you do? It's a tough situation to be in. I'm glad it's not my football team. I'm glad. The Giants had an opportunity to control their own destiny in this draft. You pick the guy you want. Number one, you go through a crap season, 100th anniversary of your team franchise. The pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, the number one pick. Now, you have to hope and pray somehow, some way, that the Browns beat the Ravens and the Titans played, I believe they played the Texans. And who knows if those teams play anybody. You need to hope and pray that the Browns brown it and the Titans somehow, some way botch it. But I don't see it happening. I don't. I wanted chaos. This week on this radio station is going to be must-listen radio. Guaranteed. All the Giant fans that work here. The callers are going to call in. The guys that are not awake during overnight. The calls not awake during overnight. The fans not awake during overnight. You guys are going to have a field day. It's going to be beautiful. For me, because I'm not a New York football fan. I'm not. I didn't want Shador Sanders on the Giants because I'm a fan of his. I didn't want to root against him. But, all you guys, again, all you Giant fans that called this station, called me, called everybody else here, you tweeted all the stuff you did. I don't want Deion Sanders here. I don't want the Sanders circus. Well, guess what? You better hope the circus comes to town and scares the Browns and the Titans from drafting Shador Sanders, if that's the guy you want. Or you could take those Giant cleats and throw them in the Hudson River. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron on the Fan. Back after this.